On today's You Ask, I Answer, Sandy asks, how do I speak to my buyer at the right stage in the customer journey? This is a great question. This is a more complicated question than you would think. You're going to need input from your buyers, from your prospective customers that you have identified at the various stages in the customer journey. What does this typically look like? You're going to need principally email, although social media will also help. What you'll need to do is get the data that you have for your customers at each stage of the journey into some sort of repository, a database, a big spreadsheet, whatever it is. And you're going to categorize all this input. So let's say your customer journey is the standard awareness, consideration, evaluation, purchase. The very, very straightforward. And you have these four stages. You will have to categorize each set of emails, each set of social media posts, blog posts, whatever, correspondence in each bucket. So you have, say, let's use Sandy as an example. Sandy is in the first stage of awareness. She sends us some emails or she asks us a question on social media, and that goes in this awareness bucket. And then she asks, comes back in a week or 2 weeks and asks a question. She's showing consideration, possibly of the problem or even specific jargon around the problem. She comes to evaluation. She starts asking about us. How do we rate against our competitors? What is our unique selling proposition? All these things. And then finally, at purchase, she says, I'm ready to do the deal, sign the contract, whatever. You have to categorize all the input so that you know how people speak at each stage in the customer journey. Remember, when we want to speak to the buyer, we have to do our best to speak to them in their own words and their language. And so if we've categorized all this input into these four buckets, then you run text mining. So for those of you who don't know, we recently released a white paper on using text mining for employee engagement. Well, the same exact technology, the same techniques apply to this. You'd use this text mining software, machine learning software, to analyze and tell us what is in the awareness bucket. Once we've got all the emails and social media posts and stuff like that, and maybe phone call conversations that have been transcribed if you have a customer service line or a sales line. What are the words, the phrases, the key phrases, the terms that are the most important in the awareness bucket? And then you'd repeat this process on each stage in the customer journey. And by the way, after purchase, in terms of post-purchase happiness, loyalty, evangelism, you don't forget those stages of the customer journey either. As you run this software, you'll see the language change from bucket to bucket. And once you do that, then you know to extract that language and start using it in your sales pitching, in your sales and marketing language. For example, if in the evaluation phase, you know that people always ask about pricing, but they don't say the word price, they ask about value. How much value, or what's my ROI? You know that's an evaluation question based on your experience. And then you map that to your digital channels. So if you've ever done customer journey mapping in Google Analytics, you can sequence out the channels by stage from awareness to consideration, evaluation, purchase. If pricing is the word that you know you shouldn't use, but value is the word you should use, and you know, say, in Google Analytics says organic search is your evaluation stage, the stage where people start to cross over into evaluation, then you know that all the content that you use for SEO has got to use the word value in it. So that's the secret. That's the process. Awareness, consideration, evaluation, purchase, the words in each bucket, and then you take the channels in Google Analytics that are sequenced out, and you make sure that you're using the right sets of words in each segment of the channel, in each channel. So if social media is the awareness channel for you, and you know value and pricing are the evaluation words, maybe don't use them in social media, right? See what words people use in social media or in awareness that indicate they're just becoming aware of you or aware of the problem, and use those words in social media. So, really good question, Sandy. How do you speak to your buyer? It's knowing what words to say and then knowing how each channel is sequenced in the buyer's journey so that you're using the right words at the right time. Thanks for asking. As always, please subscribe to the newsletter and the YouTube channel, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.